morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you? Busy time of year.
Yes, well, I couldn't help but notice that you wore in your booties from the parade of home today.
I forgot to get a head start on things before we headed out. It is definitely a busy time. There's a lot of inventory to see.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to thank the listeners. Huge. We had Jeff Losey on, president of the HBA, last week. We talked mm-hmm. a lot about the parade. We actually had quite a few listeners call us and call in on my cell phone after the show last week. And somebody had called us about purchasing one of those parade homes.
Oh,
and
my.
So we're working with them and doing an analysis on some comps for them. So it was, like I say, just once again, an amazing response from the listeners. Somebody else had stopped by the office to talk about their selling their rental house. So we just appreciate all the support and everybody out there listening and your referrals. But it is busy. That is mm-hmm. a lot of houses to get to.
25.
To check out and see. Once again, you can do that again today from right now until 5 o'clock tonight. And then mm-hmm. also tomorrow, Sunday, from 9 to 5, also being the last day. So your last chance to get out there. There are just some absolutely stunning, amazing homes.
Mm-hmm.
There are some great examples of upgrades you could do to your existing home. And just really an amazing display of craftsmanship and our trades in our local market. So a lot of buzz about that going. In fact, that is the local real estate news story this week, and just mm-hmm. our updates on those hours, because there's a lot of talk about that, a lot of people driving around, and a lot of great entertainment for $10 a ticket, so
can't beat that.
Quite a deal. Now I do still have that's our local real estate news story. I do still have our celebrity news story. He's been back on TV a lot lately. We have Matthew Perry from the old Friends star, and
he's got that new TV show.
Go On, I think is what it was called. Well, anyway, he is not a stranger to the ins and outs of the real estate market. And he actually just went ahead and relisted his Hollywood Hills home. Now, this house, it's an ultra-modern house. I was shocked when I went back and looked at the history on it a little bit. Built in 1955, and you would never know it from looking at these pictures. It looks like some of the modern design that they're building today, and it's had massive remodeling, obviously.
Wow.
1955, 4,100-square-foot home, which if you can imagine, in 1955...
That was big.
That was a huge house. And so it is 3-bedroom, 3.5 baths with a movie theater. He bought the home in 08 for $4.475 million and then went ahead and listed it in October of last year for $5.695 million. However, took it off the market earlier this year and then just relisted this month for about $400,000 less. So he has a lot of real estate in that market, a condo in West Hollywood and still a home in Malibu. But he's definitely making some changes for sure. But beautiful. I would go ahead and Google Matthew Perry home for sale. It had those huge, it's ultra-modern square design, and then it had those huge disappearing sliding glass doors, or actually their walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the whole living room and bedrooms would just open up onto the balcony over.
Wow.
One of the best looking homes I've seen of our celebrity real estate news in quite some time. So one of the biggest questions I'm getting right now, lots of calls, lots of evaluations the last 2 weeks, people that have said, you know, is it still possible to sell our house this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's almost October. You know, maybe our house hasn't sold. You know, maybe they've drugged their feet this summer, but want to make a move by the first of the year or the end of this year. And so that is our big question that I'm getting right now, is can we still sell by the end of the year? And absolutely, yes, you can. I went back and just historically looked at some of our market numbers. And the next 2 months, October and November, are historically huge months for our market. So, for instance, in 2011, last year, September, we had 260 home sales, very similar to what we had last month in August, 286. That was followed up by 232 in October and 241 in November.
That's
big, big selling months. Same type of numbers in 2010, 250 in September, 240 October, 230 November. So traditionally, yes, absolutely, we could see, you can still get your house sold by the end of the year. There's a lot of activity in the marketplace. But I wanted to, speaking of the Parade of Homes, mm-hmm. and we love the Parade of Homes, and we love the showcase and seeing these houses. And so, but the Parade of Homes, but it creates a huge problem for sellers. And let me tell you what that problem is we've just had 10 to 20,000 people, a lot of people that are in the market buying, go to the parade to see what's available.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what they now expect out of your resale home?
It has to look like the Parade of Homes.
That's exactly the expectation that has now been set. So the next month is difficult for people in the resale market that have had folks look at these parade homes. Now, it's not a fair fight. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. They don't have junk drawers. They don't have pets. They mm-hmm. haven't scraped up the wall. I mean, these Parade of Homes, you go into them, and there's a reason why your mouth drops, you know, is these are, you know, these are retail conditions. These are like, I kind of relate it to shopping at the mall and the mannequins. You know, you don't see them, you know, take clothes that they, you know, the used clothing that they've wore, you know, around the store for the last couple months and then toss it on the mannequins, you know, in the display with rips and holes and little tears in it. You just wouldn't do that. And that's kind of what's happening with the Parade of Homes is we truly have a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So now, though, the bar has kind of been set, and it'll take buyers a month or two to forget about how nice
those houses
look,
were
as they're looking at resale homes. So one of the things I really wanted to go over today is what do you need to do to compete with these parade-type homes?
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to sellers about this, you know, is that really what we have to do? And I would say many times the answer is unfortunately yes if you want to get that value back out, because that is what you're being compared to, and you're competing against potentially not just parade homes, but new construction.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to talk a little bit, especially the second reason I wanted to talk about this topic today is because it's easy to forget is there are some things that are weather issue related that we've got coming up in the next couple months that if mm-hmm. you do want to sell by the end of the year and you do want to be ready to do that and put the house on the market, I wrote down a list of a couple things that I think that we've got to consider, and I'm going to start on the outside right now because of what we're dealing with weather-wise. So the number one thing that I see a lot and that I've seen in the last couple weeks as I'm evaluating these houses is we have sanding and sealing decks and painting trim. That's probably one of the number one things if you have a wood deck or wood railing mm-hmm. or entertaining type of area, is those over time generally start to peel and flake and they get worn from traffic patterns.
They fade.
So that is a huge huge thing that you will probably almost always get the most money back out of, is that type of curb appeal item.
Well, so, if you can make the deck look brand new,
yeah, a lot of people, that's an upgrade. And
mm-hmm.
and once again, you can make it look brand new so that it is up to par with these other homes that the folks are seeing. And right now, the weather is very conducive to making that happen. a month and a half from now, or, you know, a month from now when we start getting frost at night, I mean, it's crazy to think it's that soon.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be difficult. You won't be able to start doing that in the mornings. It won't dry and seal and adhere as quickly.
Or at all. Been there, done that. It's got to be the right weather or you end up with gum on your deck.
Exactly. So that's a big one. Makes a huge difference. It's part of that outdoor living space that the consumers are looking for right now. And that's a huge one. Number two tip that I really wrote down for this is, especially right now, people are starting to close up swimming pools, and it won't be too much longer before we're talking about blowing out sprinklers.
Yep.
Two huge, huge items that I always tell everybody, keep the documentation for those items. And a lot of times these folks will blow through a neighborhood. You know, they're doing the whole neighborhood. I totally understand that. But you want to make sure that whoever does it, you get a receipt from them. Because we do this all the time, and so it's best because we can cut it off at the pass now. And for my buyers, I'm doing the same thing. December, January, February, we are asking during the sales for documentation that the sprinklers were blown out. So if you have that ahead of time, it makes a huge difference. Also, if you're going to be closing up a swimming pool but you're considering selling your house, now is the time before you do that to make sure you have pictures of that swimming pool open. Mm-hmm. And as they're closing it.
And clean.
And clean. As they're closing it, pictures to document that they're closing it. Because you can't see under the cover. So we had a couple sellers last year that we had counseled with. We were doing this type of stuff with prior to. And so we actually said a lot of times they had even closed the pool themselves. And I said, if you think you're going to sell it this next winter or even early spring before it's open, I really encourage you this year, have a pool company come do it. Document the process. Have it written down. Take some pictures. And then we will provide that to the buyer. So that they're comfortable with that, because that's a major component to that potential sale.
Absolutely.
So that documentation is huge. The third thing that I wrote down is that we really have about a month left where it's easier for you to do yard prep, and if there's some areas where you need to establish grass, you only have a limited time left this year that you could potentially do that.
Irrigation goes off at the end of September.
Exactly. Plus, your weather patterns will change to the point where they're not. But right now is really an ideal time.
Mm-hmm.
If you look out there, you see people in the ag industry, they're planting hay, planting grass, timothy, that type of thing. This is the time of year where you can still establish that. If you've thought about finishing up a project and doing that, so you have that better curb appeal and that better yard appeal, now would really be the time to do that. So those are the first tips that I wrote down about preparing the outside of the home. These are commonly missed items that we see happen, and I would really much prefer that in November, December, January, as we're asking for these items, the sellers that have prepared for that, it is so much easier to smile and hand the receipt over that these items have been done and completed. Plus, it makes the buyer feel more comfortable about purchasing your home, and that's what, from a seller standpoint, that we're looking for.
Absolutely.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some amazing new property that we've put on the market, some of these sellers that we're talking about, and then put a little focus back to the inside of the house so we can compete with some of these great homes.
Right here on Newstalk 870.
Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here with Mr. John McKay. We've been talking about the parade of homes, some phenomenal properties out there, a lot of people out looking. And then we've been talking for our sellers out there, people on the market, going on the market before the end of the year, how to kind of prepare to be able to compete now in a marketplace over the next couple of months where maybe the standards, maybe the level that the house has to be prepared to has been raised by the availability of these beautiful parade homes. And what we need to do for you to maximize your value and your return, because it can make a huge, huge difference in the mind of a buyer. So under our segment one, before the break, we talked a little bit about some of the unique things with weather-related items coming up, with the fall approaching, the colder weather. So we got a good handle on a couple things that we needed to do outside of the home, mainly seal and paint, trim work on the decks. We talked about swimming pools and sprinklers, and then yard prep for establishing new grass. But one of the things as we go inside the home that we need to focus on, and now as we kind of picture yourself walking to the front door, we just last week had one of our painters out to do this exact same project, always on actually more than one. We had three homes in the last 2 weeks where one of the projects that we've had done is focus on those pillars that you walk by as you go to the front door. One of them had to be repainted. Traditionally, a lot of times that what happens with these pillars is as they're decorative and they're tied into the cement, if they are laid directly on the cement, the trim work, say you build out the bottom of a column and that cement is sitting right on, or that trim work is sitting right on the cement, what happens over time is that material has a tendency to wick up any water that's sitting right on the cement. That's why sometimes you'll see some contractors leave a small gap there. What happens a lot of times is as those wick up the water and expand and crack, maybe those pillars twist a little bit. That is one of those items as you walk to the front door. And picture this. Here's generally what happens. Generally, the key box is at the front door or near the front door. So why the realtor, why I'm fumbling around trying to get the key out of the key box and waiting for it to come, the buyers are standing there looking around at everything they can see, why we have that long pause at the front door. And if the first thing they see is cracks and paint chipping, this is a problem. That kind of sets the tone for the showing. So we always tell our folks, let's get a painter in here. Number one, if the pillars are in good shape, let's repaint those pillars. Generally, they're a basic white. You know, it's not too hard to do. So we really repaint those nicks and scuffs and get those front pillars and then the trim around the front door all painted up. And then if those pillars need a little work, it's not a huge deal to go in there and retrim out those pillars, repaint, and get those fixed up. That way, as we're entering the house, we still feel like the parade home feel. That stuff has been handled, wrapped up, and fixed up. So that front door entrance area, huge, huge item on our list. Like I say, I always try to bring real-life scenarios from the last couple weeks to the show. And, boy, that is a big one for sure. So a lot of that work is huge. We've talked about it before, but it will always be talked about as long as people are selling houses. And the number two item that I have on here, once we go through that front door and that trim work, is really removing stuff to a storage unit. There are a lot of things that can be removing personal items from the house. A lot of times you'll notice at the parade of homes, you don't see a lot of overly personal items in the home, a lot of pictures of other families. It's rare you'll see like the builder's family and all his kids up on the wall. I mean, can you imagine? Okay, yeah. I mean, now that we're talking about it, it would look, it would be a little bit strange. And so one of the things we have is removing those personal items from the house. There's some psychology behind it, and I have some thoughts on it too, just from practical experience from showing thousands of homes. But psychology behind it is that if your family is in that home, it's hard for a buyer to picture themselves in that home. And so if your pictures are in there and your kids and your family are in there, it's going to be very difficult. In fact, inside their head, they almost feel like they're intruding. It's already a different experience being inside someone else's home when you're showing homes. And now it's another step, another level further is that, you know, that's their place. It's not yours. So it's hard for them to make that leap. Those are definitely not subconscious thoughts you want going on during a show.
You need to make it neutral. And that applies to the refrigerator, too, with all the magnets.
100%. Not to mention this, that makes it look more cluttered. So clearing off the refrigerator and those magnetic boards is a huge item. The number two thing that happens, and I see this all the time showing, is especially if someone is very much a people person, if there are pictures and the latest trips and everything, a buyer will spend 5 to 10 minutes looking at all the photographs on the wall and not even realize that now the husband and or if the husband's looking, the wife's gone out, they've looked at the rest of the house without them. Right, they're still looking. Oh, look at this! Look where they went on vacation. You know, I mean, there's so people are naturally drawn and interested in other people, and so a lot of times it's distracting during the showing if that's going on. So that's the other big reason that we see a lot during showings. And then just a safety issue, and it's one of the first things we always talk about when listing. Is making sure all valuables and, of course, firearms are locked up or removed from the house. Mm-hmm. You do have other people going through the house. When we show houses, we're with those clients, but it's just a good idea to make sure that stuff is locked up or outside of the home. So that is definitely one of the other tips that we put on there. It's almost just too easy now, and this is what I tell folks, with these mobile storage units that come on site, especially if you have room or a little bigger lot where there's RV parking. I tell you what, it's a lot less tacky to have that mobile storage unit in your extra parking where your RV goes and have the house cleared out than have the house look like a mess. So these mobile storage units are absolutely amazing now. You know, we have a service provider that provides that. He's been on the show before.
Yep.
We have Larson Transfer talk about these. I was in another one just last week looking at them again because we had some clients asking questions about it and wanting to order one. So they come to your site. They drop the storage unit off in your driveway, in your extra parking. You take as much time as you need to load that up, clean out the house. And now I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to grab everything up and box everything up and walk out to your driveway and then just put it in there and then go get another load back to the driveway than it is to make 20 trips down to your storage unit.
Yes.
And it's a lot faster, and it's just a way for you to take maybe 2 weeks to do it. And get things done faster than you normally would.
And then when you sell your house, you're that much further ahead with packing.
That's the other item, too, is then what happens a lot of times, it's also a convenience factor because then it's not 30 more trips back to pick it all up and take it to the new house. They come, grab the storage unit, load it up. In fact, what's nice about it is they'll actually load it up and then take it to their storage facility. So you don't have to have it. You can really, that's the best option for me as your agent, unless you are on an acre and just have ample room for parking. They will now take it to their place so it looks like you have parking everywhere, no clutter. Mm-hmm. You can still have access to it down at their storage unit. And then what's even better is when the new house is done and you purchase the new house, they'll then take it to the new house and it'll be waiting for you there to unload.
There you go.
So that decluttering is huge, and that's part of removing those personal items from the house, getting those things packed up and staged properly. That's one of the biggest things, is it's not a fair fight against these parade homes because professional stagers, no personal items. And they really just look phenomenal. So we're trying to get you as close to that as possible, and that's one way to do it.
When you go to a parade home, you'll see nice furniture and stuff.
You really will.
Very sparse.
You really will. Exactly. It's very sparse.
Selective.
And if you really pay attention when you look around, a lot of times it looks very pleasing to the eye, but might not be functional at all.
So
that's the thing, is sometimes we have to balance what looks correctly versus the day-to-day functionality that we're dealing with. So the third item that I wrote down as we were going through these parade homes and I was developing this list of how can our sellers compete with this, the third item that I wrote down is the cleaning is just huge.
Mm-hmm.
That deep cleaning is just huge. One of the things that we see a lot, our buyers are very sophisticated as they're walking through these houses, and just 9 times out of 10, it's a small item, but the vents and the filters are huge. A lot of times, you know, they're doing their job, they're sucking dirt up, and then they're catching it in those filters, but then you have that grate and that vent just impactful. You see the dust and the dirt up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit, they are a pain to clean.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing I hate worse than getting up on the ladder, taking the little dust cloth and then a screwdriver and running it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, gosh, it drives me nuts. But when you're ready to sell, that's something you really got to do, because it's also a sign of the dirt they see, and then they also feel like it's a maintenance issue. You haven't been changing the filters on a regular basis. So vents and filters, and then prior to, a lot of times, the documentation for your most recent service on your HVAC unit.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come up in almost every transaction. It's like a standard. A lot of times the home inspectors, through the home inspection, it's almost one of their standards that if it looks dirty or hasn't been done recently, they will ask for that HVAC unit to be evaluated and serviced. So if you have that documentation ahead of time, it's one less item on your inspection report that you have to worry about when we come to home inspection. And then the third item that I wrote down, and this is, it's almost exactly the same as the exterior of the house, but it's the interior, and that is baseboards and trim paint. And that's going around, and, you know, we've all done it. You jam the vacuum into the corner, and the little piece of the baseboard chips off. Or in my house, it's hockey sticks and pucks that probably weren't supposed to be in the house. So, I mean, those things take a beating, you know, and things chip off, and there's little paint chips. And so really going ahead and doing, you know, spending a day on that touch-up of those baseboards and door trim, oh, man, it just makes so much of a difference when we go through and do that. We just had a vacant house. Last week, it was one of our pick threes last week up on 29th. And it sold. And we went through and detailed the same type of list. And that's one of the things that said, okay, you got to do that for the show this week. And we did that. We had pretty much everything I put on this list done. And we had, sold.
Yeah.
Sold. I mean, done deal.
There you go.
Is, you know, we had buyers that had looked at three or four of the other homes that competed with us. And we knew that with this stuff done, we put us just kind of a step ahead of the competition. And we were able to get an offer on that quickly and get the house sold. So great, great tips, real life stuff that we're doing right now in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to bring that this week to the show. There's some amazing homes to go look at.
Oh, yeah.
I know we kind of used that topic to talk about a little bit joking around here, but to talk about our sellers kind of up in the game. Please go to the Parade of Homes if you're at all interested in selling. You can see what your competition will be. And if you're thinking about moving, you can see what is possible in the market right now. Amazing, amazing things out there. So we're a big supporter of that event. Once again, I can't say thank you enough to all of the listeners out there, our current transactions with listeners and clients. It's just continuing to be an amazing year, and you guys are a huge part of it. So thanks for listening, and thanks for all of your referrals. And we will be right back here again next week
on News Talk 870.